It's time once again for our monthly chat with UNC Health Party. Today, we have Dr. Koen Klaas, colorectal surgeon with Party Surgical Associates. Dr. Klaas, welcome. Nice to have you here with us today.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me at the station and introducing me to the community.
Speaking of, welcome to Henderson County. You are newer to the staff of Party, so welcome. Nice to have you here. What do you think of Henderson County so far?
Thank you. So far, it's been great. You know, my wife grew up in Nashville, so I've been to the area a few times.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic. So you're old hat at this. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you here permanently now.
Thank you.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Can you talk to us about the importance of bringing awareness to this?
Sure. So the reason why we're trying to bring awareness to this is because colorectal cancer is actually pretty common.
Yeah.
You know, just think about your group of friends, colleagues, family. Probably anybody knows one person at least that had a diagnosis of colorectal cancer. Mm. It is so common that on average, one out of 24 people in their lifetime will get the diagnosis of colorectal cancer.
Oh, wow. Wow. So as we bring awareness to this, is there a specific age group that needs to be more aware or more thoughtful of the process?
So usually when we talk about diseases, it's mostly people that listen to the information that are diagnosed with the disease. Uh-huh. The reason we're trying to educate everyone about this is because colorectal cancer is actually a completely preventable disease.
Okay.
If our screening was perfect, then we could detect any, you know, potential cancers before they even turn into cancers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the general recommendation is to start screening for colorectal cancer at the age of 45 in the general population.
That's gotten younger since over the years, hasn't it?
You're right. It used to be 50,
yep.
And then for African Americans, already 45, but now it's just straight up 45 for everybody. And that probably has something to do with the trend that we've been seeing where, you know, the people diagnosed with colorectal cancer are getting younger and younger. For example, millennials have twice the risk of colorectal cancer compared to those born in 1950.
Wow. So let's talk about what we need to be thinking about in order to prevent developing colon cancer.
Right. So there are things you can do in terms of a healthy lifestyle. Now, I'm seeing this, and everybody probably knows what that entails. But nobody really wants to,
right,
you know.
Right, but we got to hear it. We have to hear it.
Right, so that includes not using tobacco products, including chew, vaping, et cetera. You know, marijuana also has tobacco in it, for example.
Sure.
And then in terms of foods, we've gotten used to what we call the Western diet, which is high in fat content, you know, meats. As opposed to a fiber-rich diet.
So we've talked about the fact that we need to start at an earlier age. We need to start at 45. How often does one need to have that procedure?
So the general population that does not have any family history of colon cancer or other types of cancer,
yeah.
Those are starting screening at 45 if the screening test is
clear
mm-hmm. or with minimal findings, then they should be good for another 10 years.
Okay.
If there are other risk factors such as family history of colon cancer,
yeah.
Particularly the first generation or first degree family members, generally, we start screening those people 10 years before that primary family member was diagnosed with colon cancer. For example, my mother was diagnosed with rectal cancer at age 49, so I should start screening at 39.
Oh, wow. That's I've never heard that concept before. That's very interesting. So now let's talk about We've talked about prevention. We've talked about, you know, how often to be screened. If we get the diagnosis of colorectal cancer, what options are there now?
So ideally, obviously, we would prevent from people getting colon cancer altogether.
Certainly.
So even if colonoscopy finds a mass that is too large to remove with the scope, or it's in an awkward location to remove it with the scope, then I can do surgery to prevent that larger polyp mm-hmm. to turn into a cancer, because it will over time,
right?
Usually. And when people have a mass that is proven to be cancer and it's found at an early stage, so usually what we do initially is we do CT scans to see if the cancer has traveled anywhere outside of the large intestine.
Okay.
And if that's not the case, then often for colon cancer, we can cure the disease just by doing surgery.
Okay.
If it's located in the rectum, which is the very large, the very last part of the large intestine, about the last 15 centimeters, we approach it somewhat differently because it's isolated in the pelvis, which allows us to treat it with radiation and chemotherapy before considering surgery. And the interesting thing is lately, we've been able to almost melt away entire cancers just with chemotherapy and radiation in the rectum.
Wow. Because ideally, that's what you'd rather have than surgery?
Well, we're still in a phase where we're trying to weigh the risks of surgery versus the, you know, risks and benefits of that approach.
Sure.
So usually we closely monitor those people that do choose to not have surgery, and they're often involved in trials.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that I would definitely discuss with someone that has that option.
Okay. Want to remind listeners, we're speaking with Dr. Coon Kloss. He's a colorectal surgeon with Pardee Surgical Associates. You've really been very generous with your time, and we appreciate it. Is there anything else we need to be aware of, or anything else you'd like to share, as, of course, we're in Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month?
Well, Mark, some folks may be wondering about the stool tests for screening.
Yep.
I would say that we're still in the phase of trying to analyze how that holds up against a colonoscopy, which is currently still the golden standard.
Mm-hmm.
But if given the choice between no screening at all and the stool tests, I would prefer folks to get screened if that means getting a stool test done every year. It still will put them at a higher risk of discovering any polyps before they turn into a cancer.
That makes sense, and I'm glad you covered that, because I was going to ask about that. We all see the commercials nightly about that test. Again, Dr. Kloss, you've been really, really generous with your time. Welcome to Henderson County, and I'm sure your wife is glad to be back in Western North Carolina. So thank you, and we're glad you're a part of our Pardee team. If you would like any more information about colorectal cancer care at Pardee, be sure to visit pardeehospital.org.